So if you're walking or driving up the canyon, you'll notice something that so far in the last couple of weeks, the air seems to be fresher. The mood is great. And if you look over at the Sawdust Art Festival grounds, there seems to be, am I wrong for saying that there seems to be a spring in the step of everybody putting that show together? It's what I'm talking about is the Sawdust Art Festival's 2022 Winter Fantasy. It starts this coming Saturday. We're going to be out front playing music the morning, throughout the morning, and partying with those of you waiting in line to get in. Frankie Duchesne is the marketing director in her ninth year now. Frankie's also an artist, and she is the definitive sawdust historian. I wonder if we can stump her this morning with some sawdust trivia. You can stop and ask her anything about sawdust. She knows she'll know the answer. During her watch, Sawdust Art Festival, the Spring Fling, and the Winter Fantasy have become the jewels of Laguna Beach's festivals. And we welcome this morning in for the conversation for the Artist Corner, Frankie Duchesne. Good morning, Frankie. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah. So I roll out the red carpet. There's the drum roll, and bam, you're ready. Are you guys ready now? You're 5 days away?
We're getting there. We're getting ready. We already have artists moving in their work. They started on Saturday,
right.
And there's a lot going on the grounds these next few days. Yeah.
Moments ago, I just got a text from Robert Holton, one of the artists for Winter Fantasy, who is excited. He's like ready to start today. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're feeling about the artists? Is that the anticipation? Is that the enthusiasm you're feeling from these artists?
Absolutely. That is what I'm feeling. We have 165 artists local,
right,
who are they're getting busy for the show. I mean, a lot of them have already moved in their work, and everybody's super excited.
Right.
It's going to be a really great winter.
Right. I'm noticing that mood. And when we had Alex in here last week, I noticed him with that same spring in his step. Tell us a little bit about some of the artists that we may not know of, some of the newer artists that are there.
Mm-hmm. So we have 14 new artists coming into the show this winter. There's Shay Roberts. She's a stained glass artist. I haven't seen a stained glass artist in the show in a number of years.
Okay.
We used to have many of them.
Right.
A little fun fact, actually, just throw out a name, Mary Hurlbut, who is no longer in the show, but is really, you know, well-known in town as a photographer.
Right.
She started as a stained glass artist.
There you go.
You knew that, right?
Already you're informing the audience because I had no clue about that, really.
And her husband, Spencer, used to be an artist in the show. She's on a leave of absence, of course. She's busy. She's a photographer
right,
in town.
I saw her last night at the Festival of Arts in the Coast Film and Music Fest.
She is everywhere. But Shay Roberts, she's a incoming artist, stained glass artist who is she's new to Laguna.
Okay.
She's fairly young as well and new face in town, which is really lovely. And
right.
We have a number of other, again, 14 new artists. So we have Denise Busoni, who is an impressionistic painter. She's normally with, I believe, like El Papa. And
okay.
So now she is coming into the show for her first time.
Okay.
I was going to
ask you about go back to the stained glass thing, if I could
mm-hmm,
interrupt
sure.
you for a moment. And you obviously you know a lot about the processes of these art forms.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the difficulty of stained glass.
Stained glass, as far as I know, we had Alex in last week and he's a different type of glass artist.
Right.
We have a number of glass artists in our show. We have fused glass artists. We have blown glass, of course, our glass blowers. Stained glass is slightly different
right.
because you are, from what I understand, you're taking a design and you're drawing a design in pencil. First you start out with an outline
right.
and then you separate and you number each little piece. So it's like a puzzle, right? You number each piece and you lay it down on the glass and you have to cut it. You have to score it and you cut the glass with some type of sharp material.
Right.
And then you bind it all together with like a copper wire, like wire solder, and then
right.
you solder it all together, and so you're not fusing it together, you're just piecing it together with this metal component,
right.
whereas fused glass is, you know, it's melted together in a kiln,
right.
or blown glass is melted, right?
Right.
So it's slightly different.
Fascinating process.
You nailed it.
Fascinating process, it really is. And I could see the difficulty, the difficulty and the art in it. When you walk by a really cool stained glass piece,
mm-hmm.
you recognize it immediately as
right.
a really good piece.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some of the jewelers that we'll be seeing.
So jewelers, we have a number of jewelers. Of course, we have our returning summer jewelers. We also have a number of, a couple of new jewelers. There's not actually, there's only one or two new incoming artists who are new. there is one artist who is a ceramic artist, ceramicist, but she makes jewelry out of her ceramics. And her name completely escapes me right now. I wasn't prepared for that.
There'll be a quiz on Friday.
Right.
Number two pencil, please.
But you have your normal artist. You have Mary Jane Morrison, who is, I believe this is her last year.
Oh.
Which is, if you love Mary Jane's work, right. I think this is going to be her last winter. And I'm not sure if she's coming back next summer. She did mention that she may end up, this may end up being her final year.
Wow.
And she's very popular in the show.
Right.
And she's over by the art spot. And then we have, of course, Bo Donnan, who's been on your show before.
Oh, yes. Bo, very, very talented. Mm-hmm. Very talented.
Bo, and then we have, oh my goodness, and how his name just totally escaped me as well.
Is the doctor back?
Oh, yeah, of course, Dr. Neon.
Okay, Dr. Neon.
He's definitely back.
He's a cool character. Mm-hmm. I like him. I love running across him. If you have a chance, go by Dr. Neon's booth and just talk to him for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah, Dr. Neon, of course, is coming back, and I know he's preparing his booth in a certain way for the winter show.
Right.
So that'll be really cool. And of course, there's other artists as well, not particular to jewelry. We have a clothing artist. We have a new artist coming in who is a new clothing and accessories artist.
Okay.
And her name is Janine Luciano. Okay. She has really wonderful things, and everything is handmade, just like all of our artists. Everything is handmade, has to be handcrafted. We have a rule in Sawdust that at least 75% of what you sell is you have to do by hand, and you have to make yourself. So you can't just piece together other things, you know.
Right. Now, tell me, for our audience, and I think we're going to have her on the program here eventually down the road, tell us about Carrie and her leather work. Yes. That's an amazing booth to walk by.
Yes, so Carrie Woodburn will actually be here next week on Monday morning.
Oh, yay,
corner.
Thank you, all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Carrie is a leather artisan, and she makes clothing accessories, bags, handbags, belts. She also makes jewelry, and I know she also partners with Bo Donnan. So Bo will cut pieces because he's a lapidary artist as well as a jeweler.
Look at that.
So Bo will cut special stones for her, and then she will put that together, and she'll make cuffs out of them with leather.
Right.
So they do like these collaborations that are really beautiful.
And speaking of collaboration, she shares the booth with Andrew. And Andrew has these amazing wooden pieces. Mm-hmm. Do they ever collaborate? And I should wait for a week to ask her this, but is there collaboration between them that you notice that you can tell us about with pieces?
Gosh, that's interesting. I don't know if they actually collaborate together. Of course,
They're married, right?
They're married,
right.
So Andrew Solis is a wood artist. He's into woodworking.
Right. Knows everything about trees. I mean, you can ask him anything about the style of wood or a tree or anything, and this guy's got the answer for you right then and there.
He is very well versed in trees.
Yeah. I love that. And I would love to see, and again, the guy, let's combine the tree and the leather in some way. I would love to see a piece that they would work on together.
Right.
I would imagine that that art piece would be very harmonious in its look. So you've got a busy week ahead. We're doing trees on Thursday and Friday. Explain to us what happens with the Christmas trees and how wonderful that is.
Mm-hmm. So we have actually 18 community trees this year.
Okay.
So we invite local nonprofits to participate in our community tree program. I'm actually not sure how many years we've had it going. I've been working on it for 7 years.
Okay.
But this is the biggest year that we've had, the most participation.
Right.
Some of the people who are participating this year are the Friendship Shelter, the Waymakers, Pup Laguna Beach.
Right.
We also have the American Legion Auxiliary League.
Right.
I love them.
Yes.
Sandy Worthy, I love her. And, of course, KXFM.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been keeping our tree and ornaments, everything. I've been trying to keep it as much a secret as I possibly can. I want to win that contest.
Yeah, so to that point, we invite these nonprofits to come in and decorate their own tree. We provide a tree, and they can decorate as much as they want to, you know, however they like.
Right.
And then on opening day, which we haven't discussed yet, but on opening day, the first 100 guests in the gate receive a ballot, and they submit their votes on. And this year we're changing it up. If previous it used to be first, second, and third, this year we're going to go with a few other random, really exciting awards.
Okay.
I'm going to surprise you with. I'm not going to say it now.
You're not gonna, okay, but, that's cool. That's good. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So is it, hopefully one of the awards isn't the most gaudy.
No.
Because I'm trying to keep us on the classy here. I'm trying to keep us.
Yeah, definitely
the,
not.
The gaudiest tree goes. Yeah,
okay. Right.
All right. Well, that's very cool. So, and obviously you've got, have you got the lineup together yet for the music that we'll be hearing over the next several weeks?
We do. Yes. I actually just received the full list.
Oh, I love this.
I went into the weekend. I had the first weekend, but late last night, I got the entire schedule for the entire show, which is exciting to see.
Excellent.
Because I was very curious what, and I knew we had some newcomers as well this year. And
right.
We also have a new magician. We have,
very cool.
Of course, we have our marionette puppet shows by the renowned Renee's Marionettes from Los Angeles.
Right, that really is cool. And you want to talk about something for the entire family, where you just see all the kids up front and their parents are taking pictures of the kids watching the marionettes. Mm-hmm. I love the marionettes.
Right. Right, but opening weekend, we have opening day. We have Michelle Mangione. Is that how you spell it?
Yeah, right? Mangione.
Mangione.
Yeah.
We have Brother Youssef, who's my favorite.
Very cool.
I absolutely love Brother Youssef. And we have the Heretics.
Nice. Mm-hmm. This is a good opening weekend.
Opening day. That's just opening day.
Oh,
so
man.
We have Balloon Diva, of course, and Billy Bonkers is our new magician.
Okay. Have you seen, has Billy walked around and pulled
he
a quarter
not.
Out of your ear yet or anything?
I
no?
have not met him yet.
Okay.
He seems nice
okay.
by email.
But, all right.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to mention on opening day, we have our ribbon cutting ceremony.
Okay.
Right before we open, so about 9:45 a.m., we'll have a ribbon cutting ceremony. Of course, we'll have Mayor Sue Kempf
right,
there.
Right.
Love her.
Yeah, she has the scissors, so you have to invite the mayor. She's bringing the scissors.
Yes.
The giant scissors, right. Right?
And then, of course, Santa Claus. Santa Claus will be on site every day from 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Right.
And particularly on opening day, we have the tree lighting ceremony that starts at 5 p.m. with Top of the World Elementary. They do a special performance, and then we do our tree lighting at 5:30.
Very, very cool. Now, I want to take just a moment to talk about Santa and the amount and the effort that Santa puts into each and every day that he's there. This, you've got a really, really good Santa. And all the kids feel it. They feel that love, and the families feel the love. They wait in line for a little bit to get there to see him, but it's so well worth it. He is the real deal.
You know, our Santa is special.
Yeah.
You know, he arrives early. He wants to be there before anybody gets there. He would prefer to start at 10 if he could.
Right.
But he starts at 10:30, and I kid you not, he doesn't take a break.
Right.
The
right.
entire day.
Right.
He refuses to take a break. He doesn't take a lunch. He'll stay on the entire day to make sure that every single child can see him. And that's why he works all the way up until 6:30.
Right.
Because he'll stay there until every last child gets to see him.
You do.
Which is super special.
You
right?
have the best Santa. You really do. Congratulations. And he is the only Santa. You
yes.
have the Santa.
The Santa.
Yeah, congratulations. Mm-hmm. And I know that just on many occasions, it's not just the kids that want to take pictures with Santa. It's mom that wants to take pictures with Santa. Mom, as you're rolling through, just know that you've got families behind you waiting to have their kids take pictures with Santa all year long. Are you going to maybe give us a hint as to the second weekend of music, or should I wait and ask you about that?
So I didn't mention the second day of the show. We have, of course, George Lawton. We have Lily Rose. I know she was
Lily.
At the World Kindness Celebration.
She was at the Cobblestones and killed it this past Saturday.
She's lovely. Everybody loves her.
Yes.
So she is on. We have Sanders and Ryan. I'm not really familiar with them.
Okay.
And of course, Heather and Bloom. But the following weekend is when the Marionettes start.
Okay,
so
excellent.
We have Marionettes.
Excellent.
And they are doing three shows a day, and they're only on for 3 weekends.
Okay.
And then that weekend we have Rideshare, Rebel Robbie, Zach Churchill.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm getting Zach in studio, by the way, to tune some songs off his latest album.
Oh, cool.
So he'll be playing some of his latest songs off his latest album there. I can't wait.
Nice. Over the summer, he played some really great Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
my favorite.
He's all world.
Mm-hmm.
He's all
great.
World. Yeah.
And then we have Local Remedy. And that was the 25th, 26th, Zach Churchill again. So he's playing 2 days in a row.
Busy guy.
Mm-hmm. We have Mick Rhodes, Andrew Cordini, Upstream, and going into Trisha. That's just the first day that's actually Black Friday. So Black Friday and then Saturday the 26th and the 27th, Trisha Freeman, Salty Sweets, Sabrina Lentini, who you really love.
Who we love.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the
really
program.
Classic.
Right.
So just a little taste of some of it.
Sabrina Lentini chimes in on the intro wars all the time, and she had this streak going of picking the wrong one for like a month straight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then she was like all bummed out about it. But she's back. She's gotten a few straight, a few good picks.
She's here. A ray of sunshine.
She really is, and a fantastic performer.
Absolutely,
you guys are just hitting home runs with these performers. So as you put everything together. What is the biggest thing you're concerned with right now? What is the thing that you're like, okay, you've got the sawdust in. I'm guessing right now, if by today the sawdust hadn't arrived, you'd be in trouble.
Yes, we would be. The sawdust came a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the final touches of putting this together, what are they?
There's a lot to be done.
She just took a deep breath and sighed, everybody. Yeah, it was just like, okay.
There is a lot to be done, not just, I'm sure the artists, I mean, every artist I speak to is busy making last minute work,
right.
Doing last minute booth details. You know, they're hanging their art, but they're also adding their decorations and making sure their booths look festive. And as far as I'm concerned, on my end, I have a ton of things to do. it really is a long list, but right. I think for all of us, our big concern going into the show is, of course, the construction that's out front.
So tell us about that. Tell us about the parking. How many spaces have been restricted, and when do we expect the construction to end? I thought it was supposed to end like last week.
So the construction will be ongoing for the entire show.
Okay.
So our parking will be limited on Frontage Road.
Okay.
But we do have a number of options available. We are working with the city on Act 5, Lot 16.
Okay.
Is going to be free for our guests. And there will be direct access from the trolley to and from the festival there.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And the trolley will run between 9:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. And then we also have, for our visitors who are coming from like the 405 Irvine area.
Right.
We have the city, we're working with the city again, just similar to like the Summer Breeze. We have the Winter Express, which will pick up from UMass Global,
right,
which is located right off of Sand Canyon. So you can park there for free. There's a ton of parking. Park there for free and take the trolley, the Winter Express, directly to our door.
That is so great.
Mm-hmm. And that runs from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That is so great. I'm glad you guys are doing that. Thank you for doing that and for preparing those that aren't able to park. It's the smart park situation. So keep that in mind. If you forget either one of those two options, call me here at the studio. I'll give you those. And you mentioned Fridays. So you're open a couple of Fridays, right?
We are. We're open on Black Friday, November 25th. And we're also open the last Friday of our very last weekend, which is December 16th.
Right. Well, you know, it's one of my favorite places to be all the time, and it certainly is going to be one of the radio station's favorite places to be this coming Saturday morning. We'll be out there super early. You can give me a list of songs you want to hear down the road if you want to hear something. We'll play some special music. But yeah, we're looking forward to the lineup. Am I forgetting anything that you'd like to mention?
I want to say that there's something really special that happens at Sawdust in the winter time. You know, it's everybody knows and loves the summer festival, but there's something really special about Sawdust, you know, in November when the air is cooler and everything's decorated and there's lights all aglow and all of our artists are thrilled and we are just, everything's super festive and happy and it's just a really beautiful place to be and shop and support local art.
Right.
And find unique gifts for your loved ones. And maybe you don't buy gifts for your loved ones. Maybe you're just there to enjoy a day, a beautiful fall-like day.
Right.
You know?
I think the word that I would describe it with, and I'm not just blowing smoke in your face, Frankie, I wouldn't do that, is magical. I think that the winter fantasy has a magic to it, all its own. And in the intro, I mentioned the air is fresher. It is, the mood is great. Everybody, it's a nice, happy feeling during winter fantasy. I think we feel it when we walk through the door. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because that the artists and those that work there at Sawdust make us feel that way. I think you guys, the feeling you have carries over to those of us that walk in. Mm-hmm. I did want to mention this, though, that, yeah, I often, and it is a great place to pick up holiday gifts. For instance, Heather Reichert, I picked up some tree ornaments that Heather Reichert had made before, and I know that she's making some additional ones this year. A fantastic artist, by the way. And I selfishly, I go with the intent of buying them for others, but I selfishly keep all the stuff. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I won't send her this. Maybe I won't send him that. Whatever. But I end up keeping it. So, yeah.
funny you mentioned Heather, because she will be on the Artist Corner this winter.
Oh, fantastic. She's a great Artist Corner guest. She's a cool artist, and she is again tasked with making the Takeover trophy for the end of this year. Frankie Deshane, you are an art, and before I let you go, you got time here. I hope you have time. I know you're busy. You are also an artist in your own right, and you do jewelry as well. Will we ever see you displaying your art there?
Thank you for saying that. I'm there in a different capacity. I'm there as a person on staff, and I'm there to support the artists. There's so many artists, and I'm not there for myself.
That's the right answer. That's the right. Look at you.
So I'm almost embarrassed to even said I'm an artist because.
But you are, yeah.
Well, thank you.
But, okay.
I am, but in my other life.
Okay. All right.
Not for a sawdust, but I think it's important to know that to have that background in art and to be creative because it helps me support them better and know how to be there for them and in more ways than one.
All right. Well, the Sawdust Art Festival's Winter Fantasy is a jewel for our city, and you are a jewel for it. And we thank you very much for being here. I thank you for arranging all the conversations that we have on the Artist Corner, which, by the way, is brought to you by the folks at the Sawdust Art Festival's Winter Fantasy. Frankie Deshane, Marketing Director for the Winter Fantasy. We'll see you this weekend.
We'll see you then.
We'll look forward to it. 8:21 the time, Mornings with Ed.